just in case.
Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's all the right, Pull then. Nothing podcast.
With your host,
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna, I think James is dying.
Yeah, he's going to be after drinking this.
Hey, happy birthday, James!
Thank you.
James is old.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
About time.
Said the oldest person on this podcast.
To the youngest person on the podcast.
Also that.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yes, you are.
We've had this conversation.
I wasn't sure if I was younger or if you were younger.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
James, you see, James, you're this age.
Yeah.
And Salsa is older than that age.
Yes.
Oh. Well, that's just because his birthday is a couple days before mine.
Years.
Well, one.
I mean, multiple.
One in a month or so. Whatever, something.
I don't know. Math is hard. Basically, my age is here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Your age is here.
All right.
And Jenna's age is here.
Hey!
Visual jokes on audio podcast.
I'm pretty sure they heard that one, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I imagine.
James, what are we drinking in copious amounts?
We are drinking the prize that I won for trivia.
Oh, shit.
So, you know that company trivia that you folks have been sort of complaining about, but also enjoying? Salsa, you were complaining about it. Jenna, you've played it. That your companies both independently, had you playing trivia on your phones.
Oh, no, my company didn't have me playing trivia on my phone.
Oh, that's right. You had, like, a...
I got to actually go do a game show thing.
Yes, okay, yeah. All right. But you both had mentioned that you had played the thing on your phone. And Salsa, you had played a trivia game on your phone for a company mixer.
I did?
You talked about it on the podcast last week, I want to say. You met in a tiny room, there were 12 of you. And then they had you play a game on your phones, and you
it was
last.
A few weeks ago, but oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Last week? Jesus Christ. No, like
I
when you
it
started
was last week. Okay.
Yeah.
It was like 2 weeks.
You were talking about and no, this was like a month ago.
Oh. Well, then it was a while ago, but you were in a room playing a game on your phone that was trivia, and I went through the same thing.
Oh. I know what you're talking about now.
Yes. Okay. So I recently did the same thing, and I did really well. So
they didn't give out booze as prizes for mine.
I won a booze prize.
All right.
And I showed up late.
I'm sorry. I was... the way you described that had me completely fucking snowed, because what the fuck, man?
I've had a whole fucking day
today. Jesus Christ.
So this is... Pennsylvania Dutch original brand old style eggnog with rum, brandy, and blended whiskey made and bottled by Dairyland Distillers, and the word Dairyland is printed on the bottle is actually too much dairy for
I'm
Jenna.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Dairyland Distillers,
apparently
that is like possibly the worst name for a distiller.
Might be.
Yeah.
But, all right, so we've got nog.
Ooh, wow, that's flammable.
Yep.
I like it.
Now the question is, are you going to add it to Dr.
Needs
Tiki?
Needs some nutmeg.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does need nutmeg.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Am I really doing this?
Yep.
All right.
I'm curious now.
It's not the strongest Dr. Tiki.
Oh, that means there's Kahlua in it also. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Dr. Pepper, Kahlua work good with that?
Whoa.
Hells to the yes.
What the fuck do we call it?
I don't know, but it's...
I mean, it's basically like...
Dr. Robotnik.
What?
It's like a white He's Russian, Eggman but like... I don't know.
Yeah.
Now I need more. God damn it.
All right.
Asshole stealing my Dr. Tiki.
fuck is this bullshit?
Doc Nog.
Whoa.
No. Dr. Nog.
Egg Doc? No.
Cuckoo Ka-choo.
No.
No?
No.
Dr. Noggin.
I like it.
Ooh, Dr. Noggin. All right. Yeah, all right.
So Dr. Noggin is Dr. Pepper and Pennsylvania Dutch eggnog, apparently. And it's
and Kahlua.
Pretty damn good.
Well, a splash of Kahlua.
Pretty damn good. The Kahlua is not necessary, I think.
Hmm.
I'm
for it.
I'm all about that. Yeah. All right.
Mm. Oh. So, you want to know what happened to me today on this?
Your birthday!
Your daughter got married?
No, but that was the joke I was making. Thank you for...
I didn't hear it until you said
it. No, I,
God damn it. All right.
I woke up late because I was working from home for the first day at this job. And I spent most of that work day listening to a town hall about the state of the company. And good. And learned a lot about dairy foods.
Okay.
So it was like weirdly informative and fun to learn.
So back up.
Yeah.
You're with the same company.
Yes.
But you have a new job.
Yes.
And what is that job?
I'm a desktop engineer.
What were you before?
I was a desktop technician and for support and deployment.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, even the burps are good.
Mm. Anyway, sorry for that sidetrack. No, I just wanted to...
No worries. I did a bunch of stuff related to being, you know, onboarded for this new position and everything like that.
Wait, so they had to tell you about the company even though you had already been working there?
Well, yeah, because now I'm working there officially.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and not just as a contractor is going to be fired out of the cannon.
Right.
Yeah, so, had an enjoyable town hall meeting today and learned about Microsoft Azure.
An enjoyable town hall?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
So you learned about Azure?
Yeah.
Did you call it Azure?
Yes, I overpronounced it.
Oh. That's gross. That's,
yes.
Everybody at my work also calls it Azure.
No, it's Azure.
No, it's Azure.
Yeah.
No,
I
know, because I've talked to the Azure people, and they call it Azure.
Yeah.
And I feel like
that's
somebody...
how you pronounce the name of the color.
No, I was in my tech orientation, which is completely different than a company orientation. Just as useless.
Did you learn about Azure?
But they talked about Azure a lot.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, well, that. So I'm teaching myself the Azure platform so that I can be a more competent engineer.
So, sure.
Competence is good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's different than what I have been doing
fair enough.
For the entirety of my life up until
fair
now.
Fair enough.
So that, and then finished cramming stuff into boxes to prepare for the movers who were scheduled to be there at 1 p.m. Notice I said scheduled to be there.
Yep.
Yeah, the family whose things they were moving before me, they accidentally took an extra 3 hours of time.
Mm.
So instead of showing up at 1, these guys showed up at 3:45.
Yeah.
Now, I understand, because if somebody screws you over like that, like, you have a truck full of their stuff, and you have to... drop it all off.
Yeah.
There's not really... Plus, you're getting paid hundreds of dollars an hour.
Yeah.
So, but I understood. So, I had purchased 3 hours of their time as a Groupon. So it was discounted heavily. And,
So you were lower on the priority anyway.
Well, I just... I don't think so. They were super nice about it. They,
oh, I'm sure.
They hustled, and they were really deeply apologetic about it. I got them drinks. I bought them a pizza. They moved everything I own out of that place and into the new place up 3 flights of stairs in under 3 hours across town. So I'm well fucking pleased with how they did. And we'll be leaving them an exemplary review. I was really pleased with the amount of moving service that I got in 3 hours for the amount of money that I paid, especially. And also, I spent the time that I was waiting for them going and swapping my weird loaner car for my tiny car, which is now out of the shop.
All right.
Insurance has paid for it to be repaired. And it's making me real happy to see it back in one piece again. After it's been hit for, like, the 3rd or 4th time.
Did you ever think that your car was just hittable? Is it the are the bigger cars picking on your little baby car?
I'm sure that's it, but also, I don't remember where I had this revelation, but I think it might have been at work. Because I have such a small car, I think people think it's farther away. So...
Jesus Christ. Oh, God damn it.
So there's that.
Wow. You know, James.
Yeah?
I often say you have a pretty positive outlook on life. One might say optimistic perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the loaner car that they gave me from Enterprise was, I have to say, like the most average middle-class car I've ever driven in my life. It was a Nissan Versa.
Versa what?
It's his own, it's his one vice.
Yes.
Okay.
I get this joke. it had some features, but not other features, and it was an automatic, which... It's not my favorite.
Oh my god.
It's fucking fine. It's fine.
But it's you had to drive an average American car. You poor baby.
And it was weird.
You're weird.
Also, like, it gets really modest gas mileage and was... It had not a spectacular turning radius or anything. I don't know. Like, it's fine. It's a fine car. I wouldn't buy it, but I'm sure people own it.
You really sound like somebody who's trying to convince themselves right now.
But
It's fine.
But I'm super happy because I got to turn that back in today and pick up my tiny car from the shop. They finished, and it's wonderful. Thank you, Wacky Morning DJ Jenna. So... did that, and then got all my shit moved into the new place, and I never realized how tiny the apartment I had was until all of my stuff was out of there. I had apparently been making extraordinarily efficient use of the space, and that made it look like a much bigger living space than it actually was.
Okay.
And so
I usually have the opposite problem, so well done.
Now that I've got everything moved into this new place, it felt super cramped because you couldn't move from one end of the room to the other. But when I started like moving shelves and things around and putting boxes places, it started to feel like home, one, and two, it was starting to feel encouragingly spacious.
Nice.
Which, and I'm like super excited about this new plan that I have for how I'm gonna organize everything in there, and it's just so good.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, and now I'm here to record with you, and you're one of my friends, and you're wonderful.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that, but you know, happy. Right. Sure. Sure. So
it's about as much as I'm going to give Salsa and I.
That's fair. So that's been the day, and now I'm drinking booze that I won during trivia, so that's even better.
That's a hell of a birthday you've had yourself today, buddy.
Definitely worse.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
What'd you do, Jenna?
Today for James's birthday?
On this, the day sure. of your daughter's wedding?
No, you've already used that
we
joke.
We already yeah. made that joke, so... Too derivative, James.
You're really getting good with that.
I'm having fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Happy birthday.
Anyway.
God, what did I do? I saw Klingon.
Oh.
On Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so did every other seat.
Never heard of it.
So did every other seat.
I heard.
Yeah.
We stole the fuck out, yo.
That is fucking awesome.
Thankfully, other people have heard of it.
Yeah.
Mm.
God damn, it's awesome.
So, and oh my God, it is so good to be in a full house where you don't have to worry about, like, lines or performing or anything like that. Mm. You just get mm-hmm. to bask in the glory of their applause.
Yeah. Mm.
I fucking love being a fight director, you guys. It's great, because my job was done weeks ago.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It had to be. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. God, that's so good.
I'm hoping for a similar experience being a writer.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's gonna depend on whatever that director.
Oh,
is.
I'm gonna fuck it up hard.
Good.
No, I mean. No.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to destroy
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I figure. Yeah.
But will that make it better or worse?
Oh, it'll improve yes. it. It can only improve his script.
Oh my God.
Well, there's that.
No. He's got a good script.
So anyway, so yeah, I got to. Listen to a full house applaud and laugh at all of the appropriate places.
Nice.
Especially during one specific fight scene. I'm just like, in fact, somebody that I, so one of the Klingon people had posted about the show in the full house. Mm-hmm. And somebody I didn't know, that like the first comment on it was somebody that I didn't know saying how much they enjoyed all of the fighting.
Nice.
That is.
And that was the
fantastic.
Only comment they made on that.
Nice.
How are you going to get recognized in a bathroom for it?
I'm working on it.
Look, yeah, if somebody okay. liked the fighting that much,
yeah,
they'll get recognized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably have to hit somebody for it, but whatever.
Mm. I'm okay with this.
But yeah, so very, very happy with that. Let's see, I did something Friday, but I don't remember what it was. Yeah.
Was it with somebody who's an asshole?
Yeah.
No, that was on Thursday.
Was it?
What did I do on Thursday? I don't even know what I did on Thursday.
Auditions.
Oh. Oh, no, that was with several assholes.
Yep. That was with yeah. this asshole.
Yeah.
But Friday was with that asshole, too.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing a lot of salsa lately.
Yeah.
I'm a ginnet.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
I wanted to be at your thing that you'll talk about.
Will I?
Don't make him.
Will I?
I mean,
maybe I won't.
Maybe you won't.
It's possible I won't.
He doesn't have to.
Fair enough.
He doesn't have to answer to you. He's older than you, youngin.
That's true. But only on Friday. And my dad turned 75 on Friday.
That's adorable.
He's so apparently he missed out on your thing to like celebrate his dad's birthday or
yeah,
something.
He wanted to go to a hibachi grill.
You did show the right. Yeah, that was right.
And when the chef started to do the onion volcano thing
yes.
with the flash of fire, mm-hmm. I started laughing and had to explain to my family the story about your kids. When the chef tried to surprise them with the fireball and they were like, more fire! And this poor chef was like, oh, okay.
What?
And we're dead over in the corner laughing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you do?
Me?
Or did you have Saturday and Sunday things?
Well, I mean, there was Klingon. Uh-huh. There was... Huh? I had communion on Sunday.
Okay.
Communion is...
Like a communion you share?
A little bit, actually.
Huh. There's just layers.
Communion is something my friend Rebecca and I do, where we get bread and wine, and we hang out drinking wine and eating bread, various types of bread with various types of things on it. Fuck, and amazing. Have girl talk time.
No, and then you get really drunk and you make confessions.
No. No. No, it's just communion.
Okay.
Hey.
I think we need to start this. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she and I hadn't actually seen each other in several years, so it was good to, like, I married her.
Aww.
To her husband.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, life just happened after that, yeah. And we just didn't see each other for several years. So, yeah, it was good to reconnect with an old friend. I feel like there was something else I did, and I just do not remember what it was. God, that's going to bother me. Oh, well. I'll give up. If I remember it later, I'll say something. Go, Salsa.
Yeah.
I spent the weekend in a NyQuil-induced haze.
Mm.
And missed work yesterday.
Huh.
That's what I did.
Ooh, yay.
I mean, that honestly sounds like a pretty good time.
It wasn't.
I've been chugging DayQuil and pushing through it, but yeah.
Yeah.
DayQuil liquid caps for me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I finished the last of the bottle that we had in the cabinet. So if you're looking for that, doesn't exist.
Yeah.
No, I basically woke up on Saturday morning feeling not good. Aww. And I was like, well, I have a weekend to get through this. Let's do this. And basically tried to burn through it. Yeah. Didn't quite make it. Yeah, I woke up yesterday morning. And even this morning, I was still probably only at 90%.
Yeah.
So I did my best, but didn't quite make it through. But yeah, as James alluded to, went to a hockey game on Friday,
yeah.
As I do every year for my birthday. My birthday was a while ago, but we didn't just get around to it until now. So yeah. It was a good time.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Nobody showed up except Jenna and Joe.
Yeah. Because I said I was going to.
Yep.
We'll just have to attend a different hockey games also.
Oh, that sounds awful. Let's right? do it. Yeah.
If you must.
I know, right?
What
are you doing this Friday?
Joe and I plotted to steal the Zamboni.
Yes.
Again.
It was
just amazing.
Yeah. No, yeah. This kind of needs to happen. I'm just... Yeah.
The heist? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I think, was it you or Joe that came up with the idea that if you steal a Zamboni... You don't actually have to worry about people chasing you.
Right.
No, Joe because came up with his
Joe
idea.
Joe came up with that.
Because he was like, okay. You just need to ice the road behind you. And I was the one who said, you realize all of these cops are from Minnesota. They're used to driving on ice.
Yeah.
To which he said something along the lines of, stop ruining my fantasies.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
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 And then we had auditions on Thursday.
We did.
For... Fearless Five.
Yep.
There's a lot of fucking good talent in the Twin
Cities. Oh my god. I'm glad I don't have to cast anything this year. Fucking A.
Although I do...
You're also glad that I don't have to cast anything this
year? Oh, Jesus Christ. No, we have another person that is performing a similar task this year, I think. Yeah.
No, I do... Yeah, I would have... I do kind of understand where you were coming from, though, James.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of looking at it going, but they're all pretty good.
Yep.
But I'm not nearly as bad as you.
No.
So, there's that.
That's on your business cards.
Yes.
Not as bad as James. And people look and they go...
No, that's not on my business cards because I don't hold you in enough regard to care.
Oh shit.
Tough but fair.
So yeah, that's what I did. I did things and stuff.
And stuff?
And things.
And things.
And stuff.
And yes.
We should take a break.
Should we?
Yep.
I mean, I'm drinkless, so.
Ooh. Oh, no. Well, then we definitely need to take a break for
exactly.
that. Exactly. Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Okay.
We're sorry you're whatever, too.
I'm sorry about your whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. We're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
Salsa, honey, how are you?
I spent the last 3 days in a NyQuil fucking coma. How do you think I am?
Relaxed. Yeah. That was like a car alarm.
Sorry. Oh my god, that popped my ear.
I'm sorry and you're welcome.
Shit.
Yeah. No, that was good.
I wasn't actually proud of that. I was just so caught by surprise for that one. Like, yeah. And it wasn't even funny. It was just...
No, it surprising. Really wasn't.
Surprising. Surprising is what happened there. That was surprising. Yeah. And then I surprised Salsa's ear.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I was surprised. Were you surprised? Oh, I was surprised. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Nope.
Whoa. Oh.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Sorry, James.
Bopped his nose and everything.
Next he's gonna rub my nose in the fart cupboard.
Oh god, no. Oh, don't kill him on his birthday.
Oh. It's birthday spankings. Fine. For the face.
Oh god, no. No. Anyway. Hey guys.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Christmas?
I don't know.
And or the holidays.
Apparently I'm rubbing James's nose in fart cupboards. That's what I'm doing.
Look, everybody celebrates the holidays different.
On the first day of rubbing James's nose in the fart cupboard, love came to me.
One fart cupboard.
No. No.
And a fart to put in the cupboard.
A fartridge in a pear tree.
Fartridge. No. Right. No. 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 No.
On the second day of
no.
putting James' nose Why? In the fart cupboard,
Why?
My true love gave to me.
Why?
Two close calls.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
No, no, we're not writing this song right now, you guys. We are not doing this.
On the third day.
Fuck you.
James goes in the fart cupboard.
I hate you.
My true love came to you.
Don't make me bark again.
On the third day.
Oh, God. Fucking damn it. Oh.
Five brown rings.
Four boxer stains.
Three skid marks.
Oh, God. No. No.
Two close calls. And a fartridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth.
No, 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 no. Actually, no. No. Without... writing anything down. I want to see if you guys can remember your goddamn song. Get all the way to
okay,
12.
On the
no, no, day. God, no. I've already forgotten where we were.
On the sixth day of,
I haven't,
of rubbing
I'm
James'
trying.
Nose in the fart cupboard, my true love gave to me six car seat stains,
five brown rings,
four...
This one was you.
Oh, what was it? No, four skid...
Nope.
No,
three skid
underwear,
marks.
Underwear, four boxer stains.
There we go.
Kay.
Three skid marks. Two close calls, and a fartridge in a pear
okay.
tree.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep, okay. On the seventh day of rubbing James's nose in the fart cupboard,
Jesus
my true
Christ.
Love gave to me...
I'm not writing this song. You don't look at me like that.
Seven sharts of dripping.
Ah.
Six.
You wanted this
sings.
To happen.
I wanted to see if you guys could remember.
I can't. Yeah. I already told you I can't.
Yeah. Six car seat stains. Five brown rings. Four boxer stains.
Three skid marks.
Two close calls.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Okay. Eight. Eight empty TP tubes.
Doesn't really roll off the tongue now, does it?
Ew.
Eight rolls of teepee.
There you go, that works.
Okay.
Seven charts of dripping.
Six car seat stains?
Yeah, that was
five
it.
Five brown rings. Four boxer stains.
Three skid marks.
Two close calls.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay.
On the 10th day of
Christmas.
Ninth.
Five, Sarah. Three. What?
three.
On the 9th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Rubbing James's nose in the fart.
Yes.
My true love gave to me.
Yeah. Nine empty bean cans.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Eight rolls of teepee.
Seven sharts of dripping.
Six car seat stains.
Five brown rings. Yes, we got there.
Four boxer stains.
Three skid marks.
Two close calls.
A partridge in a pear tree.
There we go. Okay.
On the 10th day of shoving James' nose in the fart cupboard.
My true love gave to me 10 room clearers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good. Nine empty bean cans.
Eight rolls of teepee.
Seven charts of dripping.
Six car seat stains.
Five brown rings.
Four boxer stains.
Three skid marks.
Two close calls.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
On
the 11th day of rubbing James's nose in the fart cover, my true love gave to me 11 silent but deadlies.
10 room clearers.
This is acceptable.
9 empty bean cans.
8 rolls of teepee.
7 sharts of dripping.
6 car seat stains.
5 brown rings.
4 boxer stains.
3 skid marks.
2 close calls.
And a partridge in a pear tree. One last one, James. Okay. We're almost there.
On the 12th day of rubbing James's nose in the fart cupboard, my true love gave to me.
Bring us home, James.
12 brown clouds.
11 silent but deadlies.
10 room clearers.
9 empty bean cans.
8 rolls of teepee.
7 sharts of dripping.
6 car seat stains.
5 brown rings.
4 boxer stains.
3 skid marks.
2 close calls.
And a partridge in a pear tree. You brought this on us.
There we are.
Why?
Listeners,
why?
A brand new
Jesus
tradition
fuck why?
For your holiday season.
If this doesn't go straight to the number one UK charts, I'm going to be angry.
Look, it's no fuckapella, you guys.
I have to say...
Look for that for the next ringtone.
Oh, God. No.
Keep looking. It won't show up, but look for it.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah. Listeners, why do you listen? Was this it? I don't...
Somebody somewhere at work, I think we just made their fucking day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody has been listening to this podcast for, like, 7 years.
Sure.
And they got to today and they went, there. There it was.
That was it.
That was it.
Done.
Yep.
On the other hand, somebody right now is at their desk
wheezing and cannot tell their coworkers why.
Mav.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
Shit.
Man. No, I plan to spend the holidays with my family.
No, pause. I love the idea. No, I love the idea. Hold on. I love the idea. Mav and Mutter in the office.
One of them
starts laughing. And the other one is like, what? And then later on that day, the other one starts laughing, looks up at the first one, and they just lock eyes and then lose their shit.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what I want to...
I see what you mean.
So, please let us know if that happened.
Yes, if that plays out.
And if that didn't, please lie to me.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, yeah. You had a date like
also, I love how James was ready to just move on.
Yeah.
So after that ridiculous nonsense, I was going to have a nice, pleasant day with my family.
Yeah.
So
we open gifts on Christmas Eve and then have stockings on Christmas Day.
You open gifts on Christmas Eve?
Yes.
But it's not Christmas yet. You open gifts on Christmas.
Well,
Santa comes on Christmas Eve.
The tradition was that we would exchange family gifts on Christmas Eve, and then Santa
would deliver stockings.
Christmas morning.
Okay, yeah, okay. That makes sense.
See, I grew up Catholic, and we had midnight mass.
Yeah.
And so in order to keep the children from going batshit fucking crazy, because it's midnight, my parents would let us each open one present.
Okay.
Oh, and then that was like that one present to shut us up until we could get, you know, to town and to midnight mass and get home and then go to fucking bed so Santa could come.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, we did have one present, but that was just kind of kids are fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But otherwise, everything was Christmas.
Yeah.
Growing up, because I had the split parents to two families in the same area kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve was dad's side of the family get together, and that was a lot of family. There were five kids, and then those kids had kids, and grandma's just baking cookies and making lutefisk. But
and a chartreuse.
Oh my god.
You're welcome, Mav.
Fuck. You're not wrong. But no, so dad's side of the family would have just this giant conglomerate of people and presents, and we did gifts. Everybody got for the kids, and then if you were an adult, there was a name from a hat you just bought for one person, and everybody bought for grandma. Right. So yeah. So there were gift exchanges Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And then Steve and I would spend the night at Grandma Beattie's and then wake up to Santa presents and then go to Mom's side, the Andersons.
Oh.
And there would be Anderson presents, and every once in a while, a spare Santa present would be there as well. And on the Anderson side, because it was the three kids, but only the two grandkids, me and Steve, and then later the great-grandchild, Jessa, everybody just bought for everybody else. Because, it was grandma, grandpa, the three kids, and then me and Steve.
I kind of miss when it was just the four of us, my immediate family, mom, dad, sister, me.
Yeah.
We used to make a day of holiday shopping for the immediate family. We would go to Brookdale when there was such a thing.
What is this mall you speak of?
Right. Brookdale was the 1980s distilled into a solid.
Oh, God.
like, there was a computer store the size of a fart cupboard labeled Software Etc., whose sign was neon teal and cyan, or, sorry, neon teal and pink, magenta-ish.
Yeah.
And it, so it was just, like, late 80s, early 90s on the table of elements.
Sure.
But we would go, and as a family, we would shop, and we would set a time limit. You go and shop with one person, and then you
and then
split
switch?
Off into a different... Okay. Yeah, so it was like a family event, and I kind of miss it a lot.
Sure, I can understand that.
But that was when we each bought a like a medium-sized gift for every other person in the family. There were only three gifts to buy, so that was easier. And then once we started having significant others and nephews and things
right.
in the picture, it was you draw one person's name, and this is the current tradition, you draw one person's name, and then you buy small gifts for everyone else, but that person, you get like a medium to a large-ish gift for that person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we no longer go to the mall as a family and
right.
go and do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would do the round robin. You know, everybody draws mm-hmm. a name from a hat and gets
yeah.
a present for that person. Because I've come from a big family, and if we just tried to get presents for everyone, we'd go broke.
Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I did have this internal game that I played with my mom's side of the family for a while, where I would try to buy the best-looking cheap presents.
Oh.
I could find.
Yeah.
So, like, things at Walgreens is great. You can sure. get little fountains for $5 each there.
Mm-hmm.
1 year I got dollar store votive holder
for
things.
$1.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they had little Jesus inscriptions, so everybody loved those. I know, right?
The good Lord just really Ooh. Approves of that.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
For meat.
Oh, jeez, yeah. And then let's see, the past 5 years, I haven't done any family stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't talk to my families really at all. Steve and I don't really hang out for Christmassy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Jessa goes to spend Christmas with her dad. I had a real bad Christmas about 5 years ago and have just been trying to recover from that ever since.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. I have the past couple of Christmas days hung out with James's family, which
yeah.
is very kind of them. I also have a tradition of watching Gremlins with Matt Kesson.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast.
There are definitely worse ways of spending
fuck
the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I've done brunch with Darwin. Mm-hmm. Like, basically just, like, meeting up with several people in smaller slivers
mm-hmm.
over sure. the past few years. This year I'm going to be in Kansas City with Joe for, like, 10 days. So
whoa.
I'm not doing any of that stuff.
So I'm going to have brunch with Darwin and watch Gremlins with Matt Kesson.
I will let them know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I'll totally do this.
Shit.
Yes. Okay.
God damn it.
Mm.
If I wasn't out of town, I would
well,
be angry about that.
Darwin went and got himself a lady. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got other family things he gets to do now, too.
Yeah, all right.
And an adorable kitten.
I know, so cute.
Pod is
so adorable.
The sweetest.
Yeah.
So
Pod
yeah.
is
anyway.
Real fucking cute. So yeah, going to Kansas City. I have no idea what this Christmas will be like. I plan on having lots of anxiety and getting rid of it all through baking.
Well,
so
right.
Chinese food.
Actually, there will be Chinese food.
Yep.
By
default.
Or as Joe calls it, food.
Yep.
That's his joke, not mine. Put him taking it.
Pretty sure if his family makes, even if his family makes pizza, it's still technically Chinese.
Well, I mean, at least half.
Yep.
That's the half with the pepperoni. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But no, apparently they do get Chinese food on Christmas Eve. So,
because why wouldn't you?
Right. Fuck yeah.
To somebody talking about, like, they were going to have, one of my coworkers was like, yeah, we're going to have the wife's entire family over, and we just said, we're not going to fucking cook for 27 people plus the immediate family. We're just going to get Korean food brought in.
Sounds amazing.
And then when we're done, we're going to force them to take the leftovers. And they're going to get the fuck out of our house, and there's nothing to clean up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's brilliant. I like it.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing Christmas Day with my wife's mother's family. And then we're heading back home to my parents for a few days.
Oh. So they can see the small.
Yeah. Children's. I mean, and so they can see me too, I guess.
They know what you look like.
Do they, though?
Do they know your name?
Sometimes they wish they didn't.
Yeah.
Scratched that out of the family Bible years ago.
Oh, God.
Good. Maybe?
No, it'll be... The only thing I'm not looking forward to is the drive with children. Oh,
God, yeah. You know,
having to stop at the world's largest frying pan and...
Ball of twine.
Yeah.
When you take road trips, especially like in through Minnesota and like through the Dakotas, there's all those giant things that exist. It's like weird touristy shit.
Yeah, oh, ridiculous tourist traps.
Never stop at any of those.
Oh.
Not even the giant chicken?
See, when I said we never stop at those things, what I meant was accept that thing. Of course we never stopped.
Oh.
Giant chicken.
What?
Salsa. There's a giant chicken.
I don't know what you're talking about.
See you turn into a giant chicken.
Giant chicken.
So, some of my fondest memories of road trips to go see relatives were stopping along the way to go visit completely ludicrous and worthless tourist traps.
That sounds awful. Some of my favorite memories of road trips are people leaving me alone so I can read.
Yeah, that seems right. That, the problem with that is if you're on the road, like if someone else is driving, reading in a car makes me sick.
Doesn't make me sick.
It makes me a little queasy after a while. Yeah.
No, that was it made my brother really sick. He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It made him angry because I could sit and read for hours in the back.
I don't get vertigo from spinning or heights. Just motion sick from reading.
Just a little, like, after a while. Yeah. Like, after a while, I'm like,
There's a point where I'm like,
no.
I don't feel well. I'm going to look at telephone poles.
No, just back of the school bus, reading a book, no problems.
You got to sit in the back of the school bus?
My school bus had, like, 7 people who rode it, James.
Oh.
Road trips.
Yeah.
Joe and I have gotten into the habit of listening to audiobooks.
Ooh.
On road trips.
I tried doing that. Like when I was. I did a Renaissance festival in Nebraska and I was like, I'm going to audiobook it so I, you know, can. And so I started listening to the Game of Thrones one because we had it.
Sure.
The first book. And the thing is I got down there and back, and then I had the rest of this audiobook that I had to listen to. Yeah. And I could only listen to it in, like, 15-minute chunks. And then it was annoying.
We actually, when we went down to KC back in May, we started one audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we went up to Duluth this last October, we finished that same book.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Like, we went back a chapter just to recap and get caught up. And it was one that I had already read.
Okay.
So it was mostly for Joe's benefit.
Right. But, yeah.
Previously on War of the Oaks.
Like it was Greg, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It was just that. Like, audiobooks are great when you've got hours of uninterrupted time. But when you're halfway through it, now you're halfway through it, and you're doing short hops to the gas station or to work, and suddenly it's chopped up, and you have to...
Yeah.
And it just became aggravating.
Huh. On the,
and so I abandoned that
on the
trip project.
Grand Marais, the three of us, Nathan, Big Bear, and myself, will choose amongst ourselves some choice podcast episodes to share with the others.
So not us.
God, no.
No.
God, no.
No. Although, I mean, this episode may... this may be a summer favorite.
That, for your friends, yes.
Yes.
I can see your friends liking that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
I also, I have movies that I see as traditions. One of them is White Christmas. I go with Jen Jensen. For the last 3 years, we've gone together.
Sounds right.
To go see it. And it's just,
to go see it?
To go see White Christmas at the Columbia Heights
Theater. Oh, they have them at a theater. Oh,
yeah, yeah. And it starts out with they hire a professional organist to come in and play the pipe organ that is installed there and play Christmas favorites. And then there is a almost like a lounge singer who comes to perform.
Okay.
And she sings a couple of medleys. And then there is a group sing-along to like an old film reel with a Follow the Bouncing Ball lyric set on top of the animation. And then you watch White Christmas. The classic Crimbo film. So it's
I like that one.
Yeah. It's such a pleasant film. But yes. I mean that it was made in the 19 so
there well dated.
There are things
yeah.
where you're like, huh.
I mean, that's what you're gonna get.
But given that a miss, yeah, it's like it's a quality film. So that and It's a Wonderful Life, Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh God, Muppet Christmas Carol.
Muppet Christmas
Carol. Die Hard, Love Actually. I've got a whole fucking list to plow
through. I think
through.
Muppet Christmas Carol and Gremlins are pretty much my my top Christmas. Well, apparently anything with puppets.
Yeah. Well, that's fair.
See, like my wife has all of these Christmas movies that she's like, every year we watch these, and I remember watching this, blah blah blah, and like we have friends that every year have a Muppet Christmas Carol party,
and I was
and they
I
know
make it
all the words to all the songs, and I enjoy it, well enough, but I like I don't have any traditions of Christmas movies like that I'm like, it's Christmas, we have to see this movie now. I just don't, I can't think of a movie where that's a thing for me.
My parents didn't impart any traditions like that to me. That all of those were purely built in college and later years.
Well, and when I got to college, I became
yourself.
Yeah, I was gonna say a Scrooge, but Scrooge eventually liked Christmas, so I'm gonna go with Marley.
Oh, a dead guy.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm okay with that. I'm dead inside. I'll admit.
Yeah.
Oh. Speaking of
no, but I think about it, and I just like I can't really think of anything that is just like, it's Christmas, we have to watch this now.
Sure.
Like, there's, like, Carol of the Bells.
Okay.
Is a song.
Yes.
That is like, this is Christmas for me.
Oh. Trans-Siberian Orchestra version?
The Mad Russians Christmas?
Really any version.
It's not actually Mad Russians. It's Sarajevo.
Oh.
But yeah. I don't know.
But it's the mixture of Carol of the Bells and God Rest You Merry Gentlemen?
Yep. Mm. Yeah, it's Christmas / Sarajevo 1224.
Huh.
I may have been listening to that earlier today. Shut your mouth.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Because
yeah,
I had to re-find it again, and then I was like, right, it's this one.
One of the few times of the year that I can put up with listening to radio advertisements is to put Cool 108 in the car during the holiday season.
Maybe I'll just declare here and now that one of the 682 Hallmark movies that came out this year is going to be my Christmas movie from now on.
Oh, it could be the one with the lesbian couple that was retracted by Hallmark.
And then put back.
And then put back?
Yes.
So it was retracted and then put back?
Yep.
And
then retracted, then reinstated.
And then retracted, and then put back.
Just
retracted.
Just the one loop.
And then retracted, and then put back, and then retracted.
Eventually he'll wear himself up.
No. Okay, so
you know, no, it's the one with the blondish, dark haired girl who falls for the
right,
ruggedly handsome guy who
comes from a small town and right, wears
exactly,
flannel,
you know, and is yeah, exactly.
And who has the stepdaughter
yes,
whose mother died of
who is currently dating this horrible, horrible woman who is just right, a terrible human being, but
right,
he doesn't realize it.
A shrew.
But yeah, they've been dating since high school, so he has to marry her now. Yeah.
He's deeply in love with her to show his quality as a person.
Right,
and
exactly.
Yeah, in a very heteronormative way.
Right, exactly. But she's just cold on the inside and using her for the money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I missed Hallmark heckling this year.
I did too.
I've been.
What's this? Is this a thing?
So yeah, we have friends that
I never hear about any of the things.
You're not invited to this one.
I'm
so,
okay
yeah.
So the Boothies every year have Hallmark heckling where they watch a series of very classic Christmas films, usually the Rankin and Bass Christmas films, and then they follow it up with absolutely phenomenally dreck Hallmark movies of exactly the sort you just described.
Awesome.
So that we can riff on them pretty heavily. And last year we had a special guest. We had Yitta from the booth. She, being a Hasidic Jew, wanted to visit us on that day to discover the meaning of Christmas. Hilariously.
And did you?
After every film, she was like, I think I understand. So the meaning of Christmas is it men in very well-fitted sweaters? And
that's the meaning of my Christmas.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty good meaning of Christmas to me.
And like, no, and Abby or Meredith would be like, yes. That is, yes. Correct. Yeah. No. So she caught the full force of Hallmark movies, which is pretty fucking brutal.
Yeah.
But no, it's a really good time. It's just I have been preparing to move today. All at once.
I was going to go, and then I had to take care of some household stuff. Yeah. Instead.
I'm also making a gift for my sister.
Oh, I know about this. Yes. I've already seen some of it.
I'm deeply excited. I don't know that it's going to be her Christmas gift, but I sure will try. I'm going to try super hard to have it done by
You've
then.
Got a week.
Yeah, that's 7
you
days.
You can do that. It's not like you just moved today.
Fuck. So there's that.
Yeah.
All
right, then.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, probably.
Right, let's do that. We'll be right back.
Cool.
Woo. Oh, a break.
Got it. Wow. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Just cramping like a bitch.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
James.
I'm perimenopausal.
Oh, I wondered if it was that you had been sitting near eggnog.
No.
Too close to dairy.
No.
You know, it was all this dairy air that was...
Oh, my God. Hmm. Get out.
Did you cut the cheese?
Oh,
on the 13th day of...
No. No. No, there are not 13 days. There are only 12. There are 4 light... Oh, God. Oh, God.
Ouch.
Why?
New holiday tradition. I'm telling you. Cool 108 next year.
Mm-mm. Uh-oh. Did you not?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh?
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
James, write a fast five, quick.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Are you,
Uh-oh, we're out of fast fives.
Oh, we really?
Yep.
Fucking A.
Shit, I should have looked before we hit...
You should have looked.
Shit, James.
Okay.
Go.
You realize you picked the worst fucking person for this.
It's true.
Okay, I've got one.
Okay.
All right. Straight or curved?
Always forward, never straight.
And twirling toward glory.
Curved.
Curved. Sword-wise, I think the swords that have curve to them are super awesome. And in fencing, achieving like that curve to the sword, the whip action of the blade, okay, is, that's what you want. That is the whole exercise.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I am also going curved.
All right.
Heavy or light?
Heavy.
Heavy.
I'm uncertain on this one, actually. Knowing the context, I'm like, fuck.
I'm going to change to light, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, when it comes to drinking, I prefer to have a light drink or two.
Mm.
I don't enjoy drinking heavily.
Sand or clay?
Clay. Also, I didn't get to pick for the last one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Heavy or light?
I think I'm going to go heavy.
Okay. And then...
sand or clay? Yeah. I'm going clay.
Okay. I'm going to go with sand.
I'm going sand.
Blue or crystal?
Crystal.
Blue.
I had a date like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. That is 5.
Nope, that's 4.
That's 4.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Salsa.
Mm-hmm.
or James?
James.
Why is Jenna not a choice? I'm confused. And angry. Salsa.
All right.
I don't actually know. I think I'm going to go salsa on this one.
Hmm. All right.
All right.
Question number one.
Straight or curved?
Curved.
James called it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You really did.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I have how do you... to straight then.
Yeah. But sword blade, preferred sword blade.
Yeah. I mean, fencing saber is
mm-hmm.
yeah
straight to begin with, but achieving that curve, especially for balloon fencing, is mm-hmm. critical.
Yeah.
I'm used to both sword and board and rapier. I have never trained in curved blade combat ever. So
if you ever come over to my house and you look at the swords on my wall,
oh yeah, no, that,
you will know that curved is my preferred.
Oh, very much clear. I've never.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 out of 7.
Yep.
Swords I've agree.
Never had the opportunity yes. to learn. Okay. Question two.
Heavy or light?
Yep. Heavy.
Preferred sword weight.
Heavy.
Oh.
Yeah, I heavy. Saw that one too. I yeah. like heavy.
Heavy.
I like both for different reasons, mm-hmm. but there's something about tiny me having a heavy weapon that mm-hmm. tickles me.
I just like the heft. If it's too light, I feel like I don't have... I just feel like it's... I like having something solid.
Sure.
You know, I like to feel the feedback. I like the feedback mm-hmm. of a heavier weapon.
This even works with fencing for me.
Yeah.
Because instead of the traditional lightweight pommel at the base of the fencing saber, mm-hmm. I've chosen an épée pommel.
Sure.
In order mm-hmm. to give it, instead of a faster strike, it gives it
a heavier whip.
More of a whip, yeah.
More momentum, and also it's easier for me to return for defense.
Mm.
And also, like, it just feels more solid. I like the heft
yep.
of the épée pommel and the balance of it. Yeah. Nice. So heavy. Mm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sand or clay?
Okay.
I said clay.
Yep. Do you prefer drinking from a glass, a.k.a. silica sand vessel, or a clay vessel?
I will stick with my original. I love a good... ceramic mug.
Mm. See, I love a good ceramic mug, but I have a bunch of old glassware from my parents' bar.
Mm.
Like Black Label glasses and the Uncola glasses from right. the original 7-Up.
Mm.
Sure. Thing, which are they look like the traditional soda glasses, mm-hmm. but they are built upside down so that the other end is closed.
Right.
It's fucking great.
Yeah. I like the delicacy and the clarity of glass.
Mm.
Clay just feels so heavy and opaque and
I love it. I love the heft of clay. Mm-hmm. I love how solid clay feels. I love how it's much less likely I'm going to break the damn thing. I love being able to put hot beverages in things.
Yeah.
It's just more utilitarian. And you mm-hmm. can get some real cool stuff depending on who's working with the clay. So
I loved ceramics so much that I snuck out of the classes that I was actually taking in order to go and infiltrate a ceramics class at my high school.
Oh, I just kept taking ceramics class at high school.
Oh, that's probably why you graduated.
My school didn't have mostly. Ceramics.
Aww.
I didn't graduate from high school. I got a GED.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
Got yeah. there eventually.
There you go.
Yeah. So...
what was the next one?
Blue or crystal.
Yeah, blue or crystal. If you had to choose a novelty Pepsi to be the only non-water beverage to drink, or the only alcoholic mixer to drink from now on, would you choose Crystal Pepsi from the 1980s or Pepsi Blue from the 2000s?
I don't know as I've had either of these. What's the difference?
They both taste weird.
I mean, Pepsi
that's
tastes
not a
weird.
Difference. Right, yeah, that's the thing.
Crystal
is that
Pepsi
I don't
is
drink
Pepsi,
Pepsi
without the caramel flavoring.
Okay.
But it still tastes like Pepsi. It's just Pepsi missing the caramel flavor.
Okay.
And then Pepsi Blue is like a fruit Pepsi.
I think I'd go with that then.
Yeah?
Sure.
Pepsi Blue.
I would regret my life either way. But.
There's something about Pepsi that doesn't sit right with me.
Right, but...
I don't...
Can I still drink beer?
Like it.
No, you can only mix things with it.
How much mixer do I have to mix with it?
At least one shot. And it has to be... Okay, so it can be up to half and half, but the minimum, I would say, if you're going to mix something with it, is a shot of something.
A shot to what? Could I get a pitcher and just put a shot in?
But it's not a shot of Pepsi.
Right.
It's a shot of something else.
Oh, so the least amount of Pepsi I could do was half?
Yes.
Oh.
Hmm.
And it's going to be that way either way. You're just choosing whether it's fruit Pepsi or Sprite Pepsi.
Right.
I'm drinking water. I do not like...
Option.
Yeah.
Oh, water was an option? Then water.
Water is an option, but it's not one of the A or B choices.
Yeah. Then
In that case, it doesn't matter, because I won't drink it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
It's just not happening. I think
I would choose Pepsi Blue.
I feel gross when I drink Pepsi.
That's...
Really any cola.
No, I mean unhealthy.
Yeah.
Like.
Anytime you drink a soda.
No, I drink other sodas and it's different than when I drink other sodas.
Right now.
But you're not wrong that it's gross and.
And it affects my health negatively, is what I'm trying to get across. So I'm just not drinking it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. What was the last one?
Oh, salsa or James?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And?
I went salsa. What did you guys go?
James.
Salsa.
Who looks more badass with a sword?
James.
But you eat them.
Yeah, that doesn't look badass.
Yeah, it does.
Disagree.
That's disturbing and disgusting, but not badass.
I've seen photos that make me feel otherwise. I don't... I'm going to go with you, because I feel like... Fencing is something that you can learn, just like sword swallowing is something that you can learn. But I feel like there are a lot more fencers than there are sword swallowers, and I feel like a lot more people are inclined to try fencing. In fact, my summer activities are 100%
convincing people to do that.
Based around the ability to convince people to fence versus convincing people to try sword swallowing. So I think yours is a little more badass.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Despite your objection.
Okay,
I mean,
boomer.
If I was one of the options, it would be me. Let's be clear.
True.
Oh,
that's
sure.
why I
well,
wasn't
hands
an
down.
Wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Pummels down.
You spanked someone with a sword.
I did.
On stage, yeah.
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 These are all truisms. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, and of course you do, because we're out.
Yes, please.
Hint, hint.
Nudge, nudge.
Wink, wink.
Know what I mean.
Say no more.
I bet she is.
On the other hand, do say more. In fact, say five things more. Send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should, of course, contain nothing but the choices, and the second one should repeat
those
choices.
Wait, how many emails?
Two emails.
Okay.
Five choices. That's how this works.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Who's got something... that they wanted to give a shout out to, or person, or who's got a shout out? For the love of God, somebody have a shout out.
I do. So, following her communion, there was some extraordinarily fancy bread leftovers at Jenna's, and I was permitted to take the end of one of the loaves. And it made my fucking day. Because it was delicious bread.
It was delicious
Thank
bread.
You.
You are very welcome.
Yeah.
Go.
I'm going to give my shout out to drugs.
Oh.
Because
that's a good
DayQuil
call.
And NyQuil is what kept me going this weekend.
Nice. I am going to give my shout out to the company called Flex. Flex makes menstrual products. Hmm. A menstrual cup. Mm-hmm. That is just real good.
A menstrual hut?
Cup.
Do they make a menstrual hut?
No, that's Star Wars.
Oh.
The look on your face right now is so good.
I don't talk to him anymore. So they have a menstrual cup, which
sure.
Holds three times what a super tampon does.
Yeah.
So especially when I'm heavy, I have to change it less, mm-hmm. which is fantastic.
Look up at the sky. It's a bloody bird. It's a bloody plane. It's a super tampon.
Da, 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 da. I do.
Yes, you are allowed to punch me. I give you full permission.
No, I'm reveling in it. No. This is amazing.
You guys, I have done a thing where I've gone to take a tampon out of a wrapper and, like, part of the wrapper just is still attached.
It
looks like a little cape. Yes. So they make menstrual cups, which are great. I haven't had to buy tampons in months. And it has saved me vast amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's better for the environment.
Absolutely.
There is, I think, either no or very, very limited risk of toxic shock. It's
no insertion.
Huh?
What?
No, it is.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a cup.
There's a thing in there.
But yeah.
But not as far.
Is no.
It? I guess I don't know how they work,
actually. A little farther. So you hands-on, like, put it
right.
Up in there. You know how, so, I don't know how to describe this without using visuals, but,
no, that's fair.
All right, so, before you get, like, kind of up into the cervix area, mm-hmm. It's kind of shaped like a goblet.
Right.
Right, so mm-hmm. you've got the vaginal
okay.
canal, which is like the stem.
Yeah.
And then you've got the
right,
cup
right.
part,
yeah.
which is,
yeah.
I don't remember the technical term, but that's, your cervix is also kind of uh-huh. in that area, uh-huh. but it's still kind of up and around.
Okay.
And that's the part that's past the pelvic bone.
Right.
So what you do is you get the lip of the cup up past the pelvic bone,
oh, I just,
but it's
I,
still held in place by the vaginal walls.
Okay, I thought it was more, I thought it was closer to the surface.
Nope.
No. Okay. No, it's like a ball in a cup. Only the ball is the
James,
cervix.
Stop helping.
Wow.
The cup. And
oh my god.
For
James,
tampons.
Stop helping.
Oh my god. So anyway.
No. I legitimately.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Yep.
I thought it was.
Yeah. Cool. Basically, you want the top lip of the menstrual cup to be just on the other side
oh,
of the
okay.
pelvic bone to help keep it in place.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it sat lower.
No. So. I think it depends on the cup.
Okay.
Honestly, I or possible personal preference, I prefer to have the lip up over the pelvic bone because I feel more secure
no,
in it.
No, and I.
So.
I'm also a guy, and nobody tells us this shit, so
mm-hmm.
For all I know, you could put it on the moon.
Some people I mean, call them moon cups, yeah. or is that a specific
that,
brand? I
that
don't
was,
even know.
That was an, no,
is
no,
a brand.
That was
okay.
an unintentional pun,
yeah.
but I will own it.
So, yeah, Flex makes menstrual
okay.
cups. They also make menstrual discs, which is, oh God, if I can describe
it. So we've got
it.
A cup.
Frothing.
Yep.
We got
so,
a cup
so there's,
and
there's,
a disc.
There's a cup.
Yeah.
So the cup itself is like
right.
a silicone just doodad.
Yeah.
It's all one material.
Right.
The disc has a wider lip
mm-hmm.
That is of this silicone-y kind of
mm-hmm.
Material. It's
so more like
still
a
flexible,
diaphragm?
But stiffer. It is very similar to a diaphragm,
okay.
where you've got the stiff rim,
right?
But then it's kind of more like a baggie.
Oh,
huh. That's under it. So, like, you've got kind of a shallow baggy thing, and what you do is you put this in past the pelvic bone all the way around.
Right.
So that it...
And then it flares out and...
Yep, it flares out and fills up, much like a diaphragm.
Sure.
However, and so you can use it for any kind of menstrual thing, but
right.
It's extra great for having period sex.
Oh,
there is zero mess.
Huh. So it's like doing the work of a diaphragm and a menstrual cup at the same
that's
time.
Not, I.
I don't know. It doesn't say it's an
I would not recommend
using
it as a diaphragm. I'm just saying it's almost like.
But yeah. So the only difficulty with that is that you do have to hook your finger to get it out, and it's a little messy taking it out.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've put one of those in, boinked, fell asleep, woke up like forever later, and still there was no mess.
Nice.
It can last up to like 12 hours, I think.
Wow.
Something like that. Fucking love it.
Highly recommend it.
So good. So yeah. So that's. I guess now I'm just plugging Flex Company.
Flex.
That's quite
but
all
if
right.
you see those like little ads on Facebook, that's how I got tuned into it, and I was like, I'm curious, and so I got their little trial thing, and yes, I am so hooked.
So, vagina users, throw money at them.
Yes.
Fair enough.
I mean, unless you don't
Did
have
I say
to.
Say vagina users. I meant vagina havers.
Vagina havers.
I
also use my vagina. I do also use my vagina, yes.
That was completely a
I'm going to say those what bleed.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Because there are some people with vaginas that, you know, might be past that had things removed, whatever.
That's a good point. Or not there yet.
If
they're not there yet, why are you listening to this?
Look,
stop
if
right
you
now,
menstruate... If you menstruate, this is a product.
Give them money. Anybody got something?
Oh, and you can get the Flex discs at Target.
Bang.
Handy.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Because I ran out, and then I wasn't out anymore.
Nice.
Who's got something to plug?
I do.
Do it.
Thursday, Double Blind.
Yes.
I'm on stage with a bunch of extraordinarily funny people.
Yay!
The lineup is fucking killer. I am blown away.
Yeah, it's a real good lineup.
Yep.
I'll be there working box office, so you can also see me. I'm not part of the talent, but you can also see me.
Different talent.
Yes.
Yep.
Did you have anything else, James?
That's it.
Also a certain keyboardist.
Yeah.
Oh.
That guy.
This coming weekend, I'm not taking part in it this year, but Christmas Carol Radio Play is again at the Lakeville Performing Arts Center. Tickets are cheap. The show is good.
It is.
There's a wonderful restaurant nearby, restaurant/brewery.
Ooh.
So, go see a show with your family. It's a quality endeavor.
So, I know you guys have never heard of this before, but it's an honorable life.
Go on.
There are 2 weekends left.
I've heard of that.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
Alas, poor salsa.
Okay. All right. Anyway, It's an Honorable Life is playing at Mounds Theatre. You can get tickets there at moundstheatre.org. There are 2 weekends left. We have sold a fuck ton of tickets.
It's a great show from everything that I'm hearing.
Like I said, we sold out Saturday. We got real close last Friday. Even the matinee show did an incredible amount of ticket sales.
Nice.
So if you are planning to see this, go to Mounds Theatre. Theater with an R-E,
.org.
Go get your tickets.
Yep. Get them now.
Reserve them now.
Yep. Makes a great holiday gift for the people, for whom you're buying.
Yep. What was I going to say? I don't remember. I was going to say something else, and then James talked.
Sorry.
And I lost it. Fuck. Go see it.
Yeah.
That happens
two,
a lot.
2 weekends left.
Yep.
I think we have one more Sunday matinee show. Maybe. One more matinee show this coming weekend. And then everything else is Friday, Saturday night. So. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Vilification Tennis. Yeah. Fuck 2019 because...
Yeah.
Fuck 2019.
I mean, I actually had a fairly decent 2019.
It's better than 2018.
Like, on it a is. Personal level.
Yeah.
But, like, societally?
Yeah. That's kind of
like,
where
like, right in downhill. The ear, just fuck it.
It's, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh.
So, join us in sending the old year out with a middle finger and bringing in the next... terrible fucking year in style with Vilification Tennis. So
yeah,
get your tickets now if
yeah,
not
that's another sellout show.
Yeah, that's like we have I want to say 3 or 4 pretty fucking well guaranteed sellout shows, and this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've been getting a lot of people in, so holy fuck. Buy tickets now, if you can.
You should go to... let me see. Damn it, where did it...
The internet.
Yes. Look, we bought you so much time. I mention it's an honorable life?
Never heard of it.
God damn it, there it is. There it is.
You should go to reg.plungemn.org/team/fearlesscomedy and donate to the Fearless Comedy Productions Polar Plunge team.
What?
Of which 2 of the 3 podcasting people in this room are a part.
I'm not jumping in a lake.
God, no, Jenna's way too smart for that.
I'm just a fucking freeze baby, and that sounds atrocious.
But she loves giggling as
I do love showing up.
Do it. No, it is...
fair enough.
We are once again asking you, dear fine people, to please... all joking aside, the Polar Plunge of Minnesota is for raising funds for the Special Olympics of Minnesota, and... no joke here. Please go ahead and give your donation. Go to the website. It is a tax deductible donation. We joke a lot about doing stupid shit because we do stupid shit a lot. But genuine heartfelt plea to go to the website, mm-hmm. donate a little bit of money to me, James, the other team members, money goes to a good cause.
Yeah.
And side bonus, you get to watch us do stupid shit. So, that's the thing. And I will be posting a link in the show notes, obviously. Cool. So, yeah, that's what I got.
Same.
Anything, anybody else?
Oh. I do have one more thing.
Go for it.
Because... No, you know what? I'm going to save it.
All right.
I'll save it for the next podcast.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
In that case, anything, anybody else? Okay, that's it then. Thank you so very much for listening. Thank you to Jenna and James and Salsa for the Fast Five.
Yeah!
I
was 3 of them.
Yep, to everyone who listens to this podcast and will be writing a Fast Five in the very near future, thank you so much. Eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye, bye, bye.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.